Yeah, what's going on, guys? What's up? It's 333. For whatever reason, I just started doing this segment. 3 p.m., 33 minutes. That number of 333. It must have been the right time for me to do this segment. So anyway, for all of you guys who are listening to me right now, make sure that if you are listening to me through YouTube, to go ahead and subscribe to my channel. And thank you for listening to another one of my segments. Today, I want to talk about friendships. Not only friendships, but interest. Interest within people. Interest within friendships. Interest within relationships. And this is something that I probably have already discussed, but it's just like getting to me right now, because we have to tend. I posted an Instagram post where it says that we hang with people who love us, not people who we love. Because when we tend to be loving or caring too much for some people, they're not reciprocating and they're not giving us the same feeling. So therefore, they don't care about what can happen to us. But when we are around people who love us, we have no choice but to love them back. But when it comes down to friendships, to me, having friends is like dating, like a dating game. To me, it's more like, how can I explain this? It's more like getting to know somebody. Like if you're dating them, even though it's just friends, you could be, you know, a female with a female with a guy with a guy, a guy with a female. But we're talking about friendships, and we're talking about people that we think we want to hang out, or people that we hang out with, because not everybody that we hang with shares some of the interests that we have. And we tend to actually get upset, not because we want to change them, but because we just don't get it. We don't get them. No matter how much we try, we don't get them. And we have to pay attention when it comes to interest. If you are a professional and you are hanging around people who has not the same ambition as you, what you're going to do is you're going to be getting tired of the friendship, because those people that you're hanging around with don't share that type of interest, whether it comes to you loving animals and being around people who don't leave animals, or you being the type of person who you are very responsible and you hanging with people who are not responsible. It's going to get to the point that you're going to get tired of them, and it's going to get to the point that you're going to say to yourself, you know what, I'm wasting my time, because these people don't share the same interest with you. And you know what, to be honest, I'm pissed. I'm really, really, really upset, because talking about myself, you know, before, I don't know about you guys, but talking about myself, sometimes I catch myself dealing with vampires. And people say, what is a vampire? A vampire is somebody who drink your blood. No, they don't drink your blood, but they drain your energy. All they want to do is talk about things that you don't give a fuck about information. They want to talk about things that really doesn't make any sense. And what it's doing is bringing your energy lower, in a lower vibration, because they don't share the same interests or similarities when it comes to you. I always say, have things that you are not willing to compromise, and those things that people do not share in common with you, that means that that person might not be the person that you need to be around, or the person that you need to have around. Sometimes we worry for people more than people worry for themselves. So you might be asking yourself, okay, Voodoo the Clown, why are you talking about this? This has nothing to do with voodoo, where it has a lot to do with voodoo. It has a lot to do with spirituality, because the simple fact is that we are getting into these sciences, we're getting into these religions with the intention of having inner peace, with the intention of having something that is going to make us feel better when it comes down to our spirituality. So if we want to be feeling better, and we're not surrounding ourselves with people who, you know, who want to do better, what we're doing is wasting our time with our spirits, because we are not living what we need to be doing, or we're not, I mean, accomplishing the things that we need to accomplish. So it is okay that we meet people. For all of you, I mean, a lot of you, not all of you, for a lot of you that are introverts, and you say to yourself, you know what, that's why I like hanging with myself. Fuck everybody. I don't give a fuck about nobody. Guys, listen, I don't believe that I'm an introvert. I'm an extrovert. However, you see what I mean? It took a minute for me to turn to an extrovert from an introvert. And one thing I realized is that a lot of us are introverts, not because we don't care about people, it's because shit that people has done to us that makes us introvert, because we get to a point that we don't trust. We get into the point that we just tired of the bullshit when it comes to people, and it's just bullshit. So we get to a point that we become introverts. We don't even want to be around people. We don't even want to talk to people. And guess what? Being by yourself is nothing wrong with being by yourself. I realize that when I'm hanging by myself, I get no headaches. Why I get no headaches? Because I don't got to deal with people's drama, bullshit. People are always going to come at you with some drama. So when you're hanging by yourself, you have nothing to worry about. All you got to do is worry about you getting to a point of feeling not only better for yourself, but making you feel good, making you feel important to yourself. Because people are not going to do that. People are going to betray you. They're going to disappoint you. So when you are hanging out and you have your own car and you're going out, you ain't got to worry about dropping nobody off. You ain't got to worry about what time you got to go because they got to go home. You ain't got to worry about whether you want to stop getting something to eat. And you ain't got to worry about nothing. You hanging by yourself. And guess what? You got no responsibility. People are not going to get on your nerves. Every time I'm hanging out with people, people piss me the fuck off. They get on my nerves. They annoy the shit out of me. And then I always end up saying, man, I should have just hang out by myself. I should have been by myself because I get annoyed super fast. So dealing with people is going to annoy me. Might as well just be by myself and don't got to deal with that bullshit. But I just wanted to talk about this because if you have friends and these friends you got are annoying the shit out of you, they're not changing no matter how much you talk to them. They hard-headed. They don't listen to you. They do what the fuck they want to do. Guess what? Drop them. Drop them. Block them. Whatever the hell you want to do, you ain't got to deal with them. Get you a set of friends that share the same interests or similarities as you. That way you end up being happy and content. So let me give you an example. Let's say that you like nature. Okay, you love nature. You love animals. You love cake. And you hanging around people who don't love cake. They don't like going to the cake factory. They don't like going to the woods. They don't like nature. They don't like animals. So why do you pick five things that you're not willing to compromise for nobody. And if people don't have those five things that you will compromise for them to make you feel better, that means those people are not the people that you need to be socializing with. Start looking for friends and people that share some of those five things that you would not compromise about changing about yourself. So that way you don't have to get annoyed or people draining your energy. Because there's a lot of vampires out there. So many vampires out there. And even though I'm in this science forever, I always end up finding myself being by myself, so I ain't got to deal with people's bullshit. So I just wanted to go over this real quick, because if you want to be happy and you want your spirituality to evolve, you want to have an inner mind, you want to have an inner peace, because this is what's going to motivate you to kind of meditate into dealing with things that you need to deal with. So all I wanted to say, I hope that you guys are having a wonderful day once again, and pay attention to what I said about this segment. And guess what? If you don't like them, drop them, man. It don't matter whether this is a friendship, a relationship, or whether it's a marriage. And get rid of people that don't deserve a purpose in your life, and be happy even if it's by yourself. Ain't nothing wrong with being by yourself. Guess what? Because being by yourself, you ain't gotta worry about shit from nobody, and you ain't gotta worry for nothing. It's just you. So I hope that you guys, once again, not only have a good time, make sure that you give it a like, make sure that you give a connect with me, and make sure that you also follow me on Instagram if you're not under Voodoo Priest Man, and connect with me, send me a DM, tell me about some of the topics that you would like for me to discuss. I hope for the 20th time. Y'all have a good time. Voodoo Priest Man in the building.